Your half-price headshot will also be going to a great cause. 93.1 Moose FM, Timmins' biggest variety. You're listening to Moose Mornings with Tom. And today is November the 15th, which means it's the beginning of the Headshots for Heart campaign started by Mark DeRoche Photography. And I'm actually joined by Mark DeRoche today, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about Headshots for Heart, which stands for the Haitian Humanitarian Assistance and Relief Team. They're doing great efforts in Dominican to help the displaced Haitians that are down there. And welcome, Mark, to the Moose FM studio today. So, Mark, just tell us basically, how is my headshot going to help Haitians that are displaced in the Dominican?
Well, quite simply, I'm collecting $60 for the headshot, and I'm donating $60 to the Heart Project. And with that money, we're going to help with building schools, fixing roads, and other infrastructure projects.
So, Mark, by trade, you are a photographer, Mark DeRoche Photography. And then in your spare time, you're doing these mission trips. So where did the idea for Headshots for Heart come from?
When I joined the Heart team, we had to raise a minimum of $350 per person. And I just thought, what a better way to do that than to take something I'm already really good at and simply offer it at a discounted rate to try and get a bunch of them in a short amount of time.
So this is the second annual Headshots for Heart. Last year must have been a huge success. And with this year bringing it back, people must be really excited to get a professional headshot to raise their business profile, right?
Yeah, and we've had like entire organizations book 6 spots to come in because, you know, a professional headshot allows people to see the first impression that you want them to see. When you see a headshot with somebody up against a wall with a bad flash, that says you're unprofessional. So I want to make people's first impressions of you the best.
Exactly. That's important. You cannot replace a first impression. And that raises another good point, too, is not only can individuals go, but your whole business could just go at the same time, get it all done in one shot, right?
Yeah, exactly. One and done.
So this will be your fifth mission trip and the second one you've done with Heart, which again is the Haitian Humanitarian Assistance and Relief trip. This year, you're going to the Dominican?
Yeah, so we've always gone to the Dominican, just outside of the Puerto Plata area. There'll be about, there's actually 2 different weeks, and there'll be about 30 to 40 people each week going.
In case people are wondering why these Haitians have been displaced to the Dominican, what's put them there? What kind of turmoil and what kind of crisis are they in the Dominican Republic?
Well, actually, the problem happened years ago. What happened is when the sugarcane fields were prime in the Dominican, they didn't have enough Dominican workers, so they went and got Haitian workers. But then all of a sudden, that industry dried up overnight, and the companies bailed, taking all the paperwork, which included people's visas, people's IDs, passports. So now these people are left without any identification and unsupported by either the Haitian or Dominican governments. They cannot work legally. They cannot get any type of social assistance or medical care. So they're basically living in the old, in what they call the batays, which are the little villages that used to be their workplaces when they lived. They've actually converted those to family homes, and a family of five will live in a room that's, you know, probably 8 by 10.
8 by 10. Like, that is just, I can't even imagine that. You think of that, especially, you know, with their kind of harsh climates in terms of kind of almost being in that hurricane zone as well. And you think about a family of five just living in basically a living room size apartment.
No electricity, no running water, no toiletries. Sanitation is a huge issue.
When you're down there on these mission trips, what kinds of things are you doing to improve the lives of Haitians that are displaced in the Dominican?
So we run medical and dental clinics because a lot of these people have never seen a doctor or a dentist. We also do road infrastructures. We do solar lights. So for example, in Bate El Cangrejo last year, we ended up putting in concrete through all the major roads because the kids could never play because it rains almost every day and everything is just mud everywhere. So it's really hard to keep things clean and sanitary if there's mud everywhere. So that was one of the biggest projects we've done. We've also built a school and we staff it full time year round.
It's kind of weird to think that as Canadians, the only thing we need to worry about when we're playing road hockey is just a car. But for the Haitians down in the Dominican, they might have to worry about the road that they have to play on. It could be just washed out, right?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's hard to, you can't play a sport when there's, you know, 6 inches of mud on the road. And it's funny because at first I didn't understand why we were doing that. And then once I was there, I understood why putting concrete in these roads was so important. And it's just one of the projects that we do. I mean, like, we literally have about 20 different things we want to do. And the more money we collect, the more we can do.
I think that's a great point, is that not all the work you might understand coming from Canada or from North America and seeing all the work that's being done, you might not understand the needs of these people, mm-hmm. but I'm glad that there are people like you from Heart and from other organizations going down there and giving these people the infrastructure and things that they need to survive on their own and not just with the assistance of others.
Yeah, and our team leaders go down a couple times a year to do needs assessments, and so we're not just doing what we think they need, we're actually talking to them and saying, you know, what is it? What could we do that would help you the most?
And so, Mark, what do you think these people need the most?
You know what? First of all, they need our compassion. When we go down there, we're encouraged to actually just spend time getting to know the villagers. And because of that, I'm looking forward to meeting friends when I go back, not just people we've helped. But they need to be recognized by their government. That's not something we can do directly. But we can help with some of the infrastructure, you know, making sure they have, some clean sanitation, making sure, you know, something as simple as having a light inside of your home. You know, those are little things that we can do that'll make to us sound like nothing, but to them are huge.
So, Mark, I mean, I'm completely sold. I'm getting my headshot done. This is happening. And so for the other people out there that want to get their headshot done, what do they need to do?
You know, just go to markderoche.com and there's a link there to book. And all the information is on the website. It is a specific spot. You got to reserve your spot and you pay cash when you show up. There's quite a few spots left. We're about half sold out right now.
And do you have any tips on what we should wear or how we should look for our headshot?
Well, I always recommend for men to be either clean shaven or have your beard freshly trimmed, you know, your hair nicely combed. The 5 o'clock shadow look does not photograph well. And for women, you know, look how you like to look every day for work. You know, maybe a little bit of light makeup and, you know, make sure your hair is nicely styled, not too many wild ends. And then, yeah, with the right posing and lighting, I make everybody look great.
Well, we'll see what you can do with me, Mark. Thank you so much for coming in today, Mark DeRoche of Mark DeRoche Photography. And thank you for telling us more about Headshots for Heart.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to photographing the entire Moose crew.
For more information on Headshots for Heart, go to markderoche.com or mytimmonsnow.com.